This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday summer home. That is Chickies and Pete's, which will move back to Mondays when Eagle season officially starts.
Yeah.
Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. Jack, are you ready? Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
It's the five.
Number five.
You're not it.
It was an awkward setup.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
By the way, shout out to the Downingtown Little League team for making the Little League World Series. They won the Mid-Atlantic region.
Little League World Series.
So off of League, which is turning into one of the new bits on the afternoon show, which I'm a huge fan of. We got to bring League back.
Yep.
I have the five other funniest words Philly people say.
Awesome.
Starting at number five is one that I think is slowly going away as we've gotten further and further away from, you know, the Buddy Ryan Eagles.
The Eagles.
It feels like it's kind of done.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. It might be alive only in the Northeast.
Yeah.
But, like, Eagles really feels like it's on its way out, which is quite disappointing.
It does. I don't hear it much anymore. Now, I heard it more. My parents are from the Northeast. And my pop-up Fred said Eagles. So every time I was in the Northeast, I heard Eagles. But I don't hear Eagles very much.
I don't
anymore.
Hear. If we could find a caller that still says Eagles.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, just get back in. We need to save Eagles. Because it's part of what this city... Well, everyone talks about, you know, Liberty Bell, the founding fathers.
Yep.
Eagles is up there as well.
Yep.
They want to move past it.
I don't want to move past it.
Yeah, I don't like moving past anything.
No. No change. Fourth is obviously a Mount Rushmore, but that is water.
Yeah, Wooder's still there.
You don't hear Wooder anywhere else.
No. Nope.
It's strictly here. And when you leave and come back and you hear Wooder for the first time, you actually start welling up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely tell the difference.
You can definitely tell the difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still can't say it right.
I know.
Wooder.
And I still, I want to know the first person that said Wooder.
Yeah.
You know, like,
who is that? And everyone else is like, it sounds cool that way.
Yeah, it sounds better. It sounds better.
I always say, I didn't know I had an accent. I don't really anymore.
Yeah, you're a toker. But you went to Syracuse. They beat it out of you.
No. All right.
Would you go to Southern California?
Cali. No. Was when I went to Syracuse, and my first radio class, we had to record ourselves.
Right.
And I heard myself for the first time. And I was like, what is that? Because I wasn't surrounded by people that talk like that anymore.
Right.
You're surrounded by Ian Eagle and...
Ian Eagle's older than me, but yes. But everybody there was from, like... Now, they had their own problems. There were Massachusetts people there. There were New Yorkers there. But nobody talks like us. And I made it my mission to get rid of it. I'm sort of sad that I did that because I don't really have very much of it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No. Third funniest words that Philly people say, my mom says this, the guy that was just on last segment says this, gaff.
Goff.
For golf.
Yes. Oh,
Goff.
Goff. Yeah. Joe says Goff.
Yeah. Golf?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say, but they say Goff.
But they say Goff.
Yeah, like Jared. Like they say it exactly like Jared Goff's name. That's how they say
Jared
it.
Jared Goff.
Yeah. Yeah. I told the story about Tim Fender once. He said, yeah, everybody's going to Top Golf. And I was like, I honestly had no idea what he was talking about. I said, what? And he's like, yeah, it's a golf place. It's a golf place? And I wasn't
You're
even
like
being
golf?
Funny.
Like golf or golf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Golf.
Golf's a good one.
I feel like it's, again, is my mom and DeCamera, who I feel like I hear talk more than almost anyone else.
Yep.
So I don't know how big golf is around. But if those guys are saying it, then it's
still
clearly
exist.
Here.
Yeah.
Second funniest words that Philly people say is one that I have brought back because I'm now proud of it. I'm going back to crown.
Wow.
Instead of crayon.
For crayon?
Yeah. It's much like Lick, but sure. It's in my own house. I say to Walker, like, go get your crown.
That might be the worst.
It's the best.
It's the worst.
I never said it.
Because.
Yeah.
I can't even draw the two correlations with them. It, one doesn't even sound like the other at all. It actually, like you're saying, crown, C-R-O-W-N
yes.
is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you're going from a word that has two syllables to one.
Exactly.
Crayon. Yes.
Crayon
to crown.
Has two syllables.
Yeah.
It's a crown. It's so good, man. I want it all back. I want leg, I want Eagles, I want crown. Like, that's my city. The Super Bowl has taken my city from me.
Crown.
I don't remember hearing adults say crown. I remember
hearing kids say crown. Oh, you haven't heard adults say crown?
No, I remember hearing kids say crown.
Oh, I think there's plenty of adults.
So you're going to say to your kids, go get your crowns?
Yeah, I am. I don't care. God. I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
They're going to go to school using that.
And they're, you know what they're going to say? That's good parenting.
Get beat up.
They're not going to get beat up. They're not going to get beat up. So pro crown, it's not even funny. But obviously the funniest word that Philly people say is simply Alshon Jeffries.
Yes, putting S's.
Yes, Chase yes. Daniels.
Chase Daniels.
Just adding an S to nothing.
Yep.
You know, Spike Eskins.
Dude, my Little League manager called me Eskins.
I'm sure he does.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
You put the S's on everything
yeah.
for no reason.
Yep.
Just there's an S.
And that's how you can tell that Ike is a true Philadelphian as he turned Luis Robert into Luis
no
Roberts.
Doubt. No doubt.
And if he had come here, he would have been Roberts.
Yeah, no
it
doubt.
It would have been Roberts for everybody.
Yeah, by the way.
I actually would have been irritated that I had to think about saying it first because it's so natural to say Roberts.
We don't even know what Jaden Daniels' last name is. Is it Daniels or Daniel?
It's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Here it's Daniels.
Now no, I have to
it's Jaden Daniel is what it is.
I think so, but
no,
I don't know.
It's Daniels.
I think it's Daniels.
It's with an S?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
But you don't know.
Now I can't even remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He confused me. I'm yeah. like,
why
it?
It's the best.
I think
that's
it's
why
Daniels.
It's the best.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think it's
okay,
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, not Jaden Daniels.
Should I make that a Twitter poll?
No, it's Jaden Daniels. Yes, it's an S.
We are getting
so
that
dumb.
Is an aggregated moment right there.
By the way, yeah. since July 11th, Luis Roberts hitting .394 with OPS over 1,000.
There you go.
And there you
told
go.
You we should have got him.
Phils weren't even interested. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors right now. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. What do we got here? Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Jack. How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up,
dude?
Tasty Cake?
I thought all the lists this week were pretty active. I found most of the lists. I had six guys, and any four of the six that were in my head were. Like
yeah, that's usually how I did it.
Yeah,
I thought the four guys Jack named were right, and if he would have put Corey in there, I think that would have been like a legitimate.
Oh,
pick
for the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, you know what, Ike and I had you on it, so
yeah.
Just so you know, Jack's
we
the
might
only
not,
one. Who
we
did.
Might not get Corey to call back till next Tuesday.
Corey was also on.
And you you mentioned me, Spike. I heard you. I heard you mention me, and I absolutely appreciate that. But I don't think. I'm in the top six anymore. I had my day in the sunlight a long time ago.
You're back, buddy. You're back.
Well, I love the show, and I'm 100% in all the way. And, you know, Spike, I wanted to tell you one thing, though. Joe DeCamera came on, and he was very congenial, and, you know, because – when you guys negotiate basketball, he's out of his mind. Did you ever play a pickup game in your life where you could lose the game by default because you fouled out in a pickup game?
Oh, no.
No, there's no foul.
There's no fouling.
This is it. He's calling fouls, and if Jack gets six fouls, he wins.
No.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
There's
no foul out. Right. Yeah.
He's going to take charge. He's going to take a charge.
He's going to take a charge.
There's no doubt about it. He's going to take a charge.
There are some real things we have to discuss, as you discussed, make it, take it. We have to discuss if there are rebounds, because in a lot of one-on-one now, you get a shot, and then the point is over.
Yep.
I
actually don't hate that.
It would benefit me. For the rebounds.
It would benefit me for the rebounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are a lot of things we have to talk about. Whether you can foul out or not is not one of them.
No, that's not one.
No.
Foul out.
Yeah. And there's no free throws in one-on-one.
Who's calling these fouls?
Yes.
We're getting around.
And I'm the soft baby that can't handle anything.
They're talking about having an official, but...
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get down to you.
Pickup game.
Nah, we need an official on this one. We need an official, especially if it's 2-2.
Can't trust Donahue to call this game?
No, we can. I want Donahue.
Team Donahue.
I want Donahue.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And he can take action on games.
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I think we need an official on this, Dom. I'm going to disagree on that. I know in pickup you don't really have that, or in one-on-one you don't really have that, but I can't trust
you can have an official. But you
there's no free throws.
There's no fouling out the free throws, man.
No.
And there's no. There's no six fouls you're at. You win.
No.
You and Ike weren't going to let that happen.
No, come on.
Because I listen to the morning show now. I don't call. I don't want to be disrespectful. But the other day, Spike, he calls you mommy?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
They don't understand, Dom, is that because we're all friends here on the show and support each other, that's why we stick up for each other. Mm-hmm. If you remember back to the beginning of this, none of them were on Joe's side except for Rhea. James was not. Yep. John was not. And now all of a sudden, they're supportive. They just don't know what that's like, you know?
Yep. I'm with you all the way, Spike. The other thing, did you hear about the take the knee thing? He wants to eliminate the last two events and have Jack come in right now and take a knee.
Well, that's not happening. That's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
This is all so stupid. I'm going to win running, and I'm going to win basketball, and everyone can calm down. Like, Jesus. Sorry.
Not to bring the Lord's name in vain.
I have no doubt.
I just need everyone to understand tennis was bad. I didn't expect to win tennis. I was fine at tennis for a high school. Like, I could play in gym class. He worked at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Congratulations. I'm going to win running. I'm going to win basketball. Everyone take a deep breath. Bet on Fritz.
And the other thing? there's no moral victories here for Joe DeCameron. You're up 2-1. If you don't win, you blew the lead. Yep. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yep. There's no moral victories here. Yeah. Whoever gets three wins, you know.
Yep. Cortisone shots.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about that I want to, because you was my hero in my life, is, again, right, Spike, there's six guys that there is no wrong answer. But if it's me, I'm putting Dr. J over AI.
Correct.
That's fine. Yeah,
because
I hear you.
The real three, number one, they're both incredible players, but Dr. J is the all-time Sixers block guy. He was in more finals. He won a championship. And the third thing is, Spike, he won 58 games one year, and the starting lineup was Hank Bibby, Lionel Hollins, Caldwell, Val Dawkins, and Doc, and they won 58 games. If that don't say how great he is.
Absolutely. He's the top 15 to 20 player in the ever in the league.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a wrong answer on that one. I would put Iverson over it, but Doc did win a championship and
I mean,
was in more finals, and absolutely.
Allen Iverson's the greatest little man that ever played. I realize that.
Sure.
For a while there, before you talked about that
Steph Curry.
Bird and Magic changed it where you could watch a guy. I watched those games. Like, I had to beg my dad to watch Sixer playoff games to start at 11:30 at night. You know, I know that they were on tape delay. But, you know, I thought a little bit of that juice came from Doc right before. Because Spike, I mean, this is before all you guys. When Doc won that slam dunk contest and he took off from the foul line, the entire universe was talking about that. That was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I don't know. Had anybody done that before?
No.
No way. Nobody. Well, I think, honestly, well,
David Thompson
might have
done
first,
it, right?
I think that was the first slam dunk contest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that was the initial. I think they had one in the ABA, and I think Doc won that. But that was the first slam dunk contest, and there was a guy named, like, you remember a guy named Larry Nance?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
his son plays
in the
league
Cavs
now.
Right now.
He did some
different
Larry Nance.
His son is.
He did some incredible dunks, and I think he was leading, and Doc walks all the way to the other side of the court and starts taking off. And when he took off of that foul line, man, I still get goosebumps today. A man could fly. He was the greatest.
Yeah.
No, he was the greatest.
Love Dr. J, man. That's royalty to me, Dr. J.
All right, taste the cake.
Yeah.
Some guys don't recognize his voice when he calls.
Yeah, well.
Hey, failers. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you say crown or crayon is the question.
It's got to be crayon, right?
Yeah, but 26.8% saying crown.
Love that.
Yep.
I would love to know what county they're from.
Jack's going to bring it back. One guy.
Now, is that a Delco thing?
I think it's a Delco thing.
Crown?
Yeah.
I don't. I grew up in Delco, so
yeah.
Northeast. It's really just Northeast and Delco.
Yes.
Those are about where I put the crown and every other accent.
A guy that did not make the Mount Rushmore list is Cowboy Jim. You're on WIP.
Jack, you caved, Jack. You caved at the camera.
All right. You were a top five caller.
Let me roll to the Delaware Valley. You got backlash from the fans and the other callers for naming me a top five caller. I'm not a temporary top five caller. Just say it. I'm after Yoshi. Just say I'm after Yoshi.
You're after Yoshi.
Wow. Over Corey?
Me and Corey were texting about how much we loved Cowboy Jim last night, actually.
Well, but look, you better be careful with number five.
Considers himself ranked higher than Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
You got a Cowboy fan ranked higher.
He's not even a – can we stop pretending that Cowboy Jim's a Cowboys fan? I mean, like, he's
– he's, of course, a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, but he's just – he's a character by this point. I mean
– but he likes the Cowboys.
I don't care. First off, Cowboys Eagles is dead. I mean –
it's not football season, Jack. It's not football season. I'm providing content.
I can't believe you have
I'm providing entertainment.
That was a bit.
I come to see you guys at the toilet house. I mean, come on.
Toilet
give me
house.
A break. I slayed the other callers. I slayed Mad Mike. I slayed that idiot Andy.
You're great, buddy.
Dude, he helped Bam.
Yeah, but you've only turned into this greatness for the last 4 months. I mean, that's been the turn. Yeah, yeah.
I do this stuff for 2 years. I've been doing this for 2 years.
Well, you were ass before 4 months ago.
Well, Spike didn't like me, so it took a lot. It took a while to get it. Yeah.
I forgot you did put me on first class. That should have put
me
on.
Well, there's barely anybody on the plane.
Not even barely.
Yeah. Like
nobody was on the plane. Yeah.
All right, are we done here?
Next time I'll be like, should I put him in first class? Let me think about that.
You wouldn't have put him in first class if it was a real thing. The plane was empty.
Next time he gets up to go to the bathroom while we're taxiing out, I'll call the captain and we'll like put on the brakes.
I had to sneak one in before we took off. Let me ask you this.
So there's top four people, adding me, I'm number five. Who would you want to sit with at a movie, a flight, a game? Who would you want to sit next to?
Corey.
Well, Corey, no. Probably, yeah.
Yoshi.
Corey's my closest friend on
Yoshi,
here.
Corey. I wouldn't want to sit next to Chuck.
Herb's probably last.
Yeah, I would definitely not want to sit next to Herb.
He would talk the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
OG, I don't think I'd mind.
No, OG would be fine.
I'd end up strangling him, but yeah, I don't think I'd mind.
Yeah. Hey, Cowboy Jim, you're on there. You're on there.
Yeah, you're top nine.
What?
Are we done? All right.
Goodbye, loser.
Yeah, goodbye, loser. Colonel in Massachusetts becoming a regular. Colonel, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen, happy Friday. I'm listening to you on the phone, watching you on YouTube. Super jealous.
There you go.
You guys are at Chickies.
Nice.
Yeah, we love Chickies.
That's awesome. Spike, you've hit two grand slams today. If you were on my fantasy baseball team, you would be killing it. We can't trade McKee for anything because when you go all in poker, you push all of your chips to the center of the table. You don't save a little bit for next hand. You just go all in. Also, as a guy who unfortunately isn't down there all the time anymore, every time I go down, it seems like the traffic is worse. So,
yes.
Spike, you're betting a bazillion 1,000 today.
Thank you. It's good to have one day like this. I'm gonna take the podcast, keep it saved. Make sure I remember this day where people agreed with me.
Yep.
Definitely. Do it. And as much as people are hating on the Eagles' defense, I think we're going to be okay. I saw the Washington offense and defense, and, they do the joint practice. They, versus one of the worst teams in the league last year, they looked pedestrian. It wasn't anything pretty. So, I mean, I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Colonel. Here's my question. So, okay, Keely Ringo didn't look good last night. Adoree Jackson didn't look good last night. Sydney Brown got hurt. Also, I think missed one tackle or whatever. Mm-hmm. Uche didn't look good. Azeez Ojulari didn't look good. How those were spots that I was worried, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's where we lost people.
Yeah.
Like, where should the concern level be, do you think?
Well, for me, looking at what we looked at last night of those groups, I would say it's the cornerback position.
Okay.
And not so much that they need – listen, nobody's shutting down Jamar Chase
and
T. Higgins. So I'm not necessarily concerned about that. But the one play that Jamar Chase scored on, that play could have just been a 5 to 7, 10-yard gain. You come up and make the tackle.
Yep.
You come up under control and make the tackle.
Yep.
You just can't come up, be out of control, and let the guy – I mean, he didn't even touch him.
Yep.
He basically just caught the ball and spun back inside and ran to the end zone. You can't have that.
Yep.
Like, so there's this a little bit of awareness that needs to be there from our cornerbacks. The only problem I would have with last night is I don't know how much Coach Fangio put in there that would help those guys. Like, sometimes a coordinator will say, listen, I'm going to keep it vanilla – so you guys can play fast. So
right.
You don't have to do a whole lot of thinking. You can just play. If that were the case, even that didn't necessarily help last night.
Yep.
Because it didn't seem like we were playing fast. I'm going to wait next week, see what we got, see if these guys improve. It was the first game. It's the first time they've really been in a live tackling situation since the Super Bowl.
And they have the joint practice this week
and
as
you got
well.
Joint practice. Right. So I'm not going to overreact, but Yeah, I didn't like what I saw from our secondary primarily last night.
Well, and also you would say that there was a little bit of an alarm as they traded for
the corner, from the Raiders.
Ja'Kerian Bennett.
Yes.
They traded him for this. So already they were worried, So it's not everything, but it's not nothing, is where we put it.
Totally agree.
So you guys have a choice for the final Mount Rushmore of the week.
No.
Because I have four prepared, and I want you to choose one. Well, I did a lot of preparing this week.
Yeah, you want to use them.
Yeah. So here are the ones that you can pick from. The Mount Rushmore of internet memes, all time.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of Eagles preseason performances.
Ah.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of 90s solo R&B artists male. And I have the Mount Rushmore of solo R&B artists female from the 90s. Hmm.
So I want to include Jack in.
Yeah, I don't really like any of them, honestly.
Wow.
Wow.
You are something else, man.
Well, the internet memes.
There's internet memes.
I like the internet memes.
Yeah, can we do, Mount Rushmore internet memes.
Mount Rushmore internet memes is next for the final Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore Week. And I know you're thinking, finally, it's over. Good news, coming back next year.
Yeah,
so,
just like Top 11 Week.
Yeah, Top 11 Week is all coming back next year. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.